It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
We'll talk about Shoemaster afterwards.
Okay, yeah, we'll do shoes later. Yeah.
But hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How's your screen been? How do you like that? How's your screen been? Been on a screen?
I've had a bad week, guys. I've been really busy, so I haven't been watching much TV. But luckily, I watch so many TV shows regularly, despite watching new ones all the time as well, that I have just a back catalogue. So we're good to go. So
but that means you're picking from absolute favourites, is it?
Well, it's...
Is it fair?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I've got... You know what, I binge watched like 8 episodes of something about the Irish Rebellion yesterday, which was a bit stupid.
Well, I mean, one of the things about me is as a TV reviewer, I should only watch good, great TV. But everyone knows that I watch some trash TV shows, you know?
I think you've really have highlighted some real shitters in the past.
No, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But you know what I mean? I watch shows that are good for me, but aren't actually that good for everyone.
And as a warning,
is that related to the show you're talking about today?
Kind of, because this show has awful reviews, I'll tell you what the show is. So it's called New Amsterdam. It's on NBC. Awful name for a show.
I kind of think it's a cool name for a show because it sounds like it's a bold name for a show.
It's bold, but it's a medical drama.
And the name. I love a medical drama.
I know you do.
House
is okay, but House is a great premise, but same thing every time.
How does it compare?
Well, okay, so I watch two medical dramas at the moment. I watch The Good Doctor and I watch New Amsterdam. Mm. Good Doctor is based on a surgical resident with autism, and this is based on a medical director of a massive mammoth inner city hospital, and he tries to basically change the healthcare system and help the poor and kind of really focuses on the struggle of the American people with the healthcare system to get actually adequate healthcare for a decent amount of money if they're broke. And it's kind of really good and kind of overstuffed and bloated. So, I really enjoy it. Yeah, well, because... So, there's, like...
That's a medical term itself, isn't it?
A biological term, I suppose.
So, basically, it's, a cast of, 7 people, right? Focused on all areas of the hospital.
They're all really pretty.
No, actually, I would say this is probably one of the least good-looking casts of a show I've ever watched.
I'm just checking it out. Sure. I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Sam, of course, obviously.
Well, no, because they've got all, a range of ages and stuff. It's not just, 7 hot, pretty doctors that are young, you know? It's, an age
hot
range
pretty
of
pretty dogs.
You know, it's not McSteamy, McDreamy, Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. The show doesn't do a lot with the relationship side of it. It's not all about who's banging who or whatever.
It's about medicine.
It's kind of about medicine. So the medical director himself.
But they do bang each other, obviously.
There's one semi-couple thing. But they all don't bang each other within the hospital. They all have different partners and stuff. So basically he gets throat cancer. He becomes the medical director of this hospital and tries to change the whole makeup of it, and he's really focused on helping people. And then he gets throat cancer.
Is that a spoiler, or is that
first episode?
First episode, right.
First episode, you've got to kind of
the premise.
You know?
Yeah.
And it kind of just focuses on all the different aspects of this hospital and how he's trying to change it. And it does have, at any one time, 4 storylines going in an episode. So you've got
with patients and stuff.
Yeah,
like
there'll be 1 or 2 patients that have a medical drama they need to solve. One person will be having life dramas. One person, he'll be dealing with his cancer stuff. It's there is 4 storylines you've got to follow on with. And he's got his wife, and everyone has all this different stuff going on. He's having a kid, and his wife's pregnant. So everything's going on.
So why did it get bad reviews?
Because I think it is overstuffed and a bit bloated. But if you can kind of watch it holistically and watch the storylines play out across episodes as opposed to wanting everything to be solved within one episode, I think it's more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because with medical dramas, you do kind of want that this is a weird medical problem, how are they going to solve it, and you want it all wrapped up in a bow within one episode, right?
Yeah.
And which is what we all love. We love seeing the surgery go well, or the surgery go wrong, and the family be crying, and then I start crying.
We love that.
But this is a show that I have cried to, many a time. I don't know whether it's a
fair to say that you cry on every show you were saying to us.
No. I think it's a half. It's a solid half. Which is, I'm an emotional guy. It's new. It's 2019. New age.
That's
men.
Real honest, yep.
You know, everyone loves it. But no, the show also focuses.
I mean, there's the difference between being an emotional guy and just blubbing.
Nothing wrong with blubbing, Mikey.
I'm a blubber. I'm more of a blubber than an emotional guy.
But this show also focuses on really cool stuff. It had a really, really good Black Lives Matter episode that really focused on like police brutality and stuff, and I really liked the episode. Focused on like drug addiction, focused on war veterans not getting the adequate mental health care they need. It really kind of focused on actual real issues that I really enjoy seeing. I do think the show could be done better. I think there are some times when you're just like, this is just a bit soapy and too much for me. But I think if...
Soapy.
Like, you know, because it is a soap opera, right? Like, isn't that what all medical dramas are? It's like soap operas. Yeah.
It's funny that we take such delight in a medical drama, though, eh? Like, did you watch The Nick? Did you like The Nick?
No, I don't know what that is.
The Nick was pretty good. Was
that A Night in Town? No, that was The Knack. Don't worry.
It was a band, The Knack. Maybe it was a night as well. But The Nick was sort of set in early, New York, burgeoning New York. Sort of, it had old... I'll look it up. Oh. You can keep talking, I'll find it. It's a bit medical, but a bit twisted. And who was the head great director? I need to do my homework.
I've not seen that.
Well, there are so many medical dramas. House, Grey's Anatomy, ER.
I think House is the only one that I watched the whole, pretty much the whole thing of.
But even though they really, knocking on the head at a certain point, eh?
Nurse Jackie, Scrubs, there are actually so many out there that we would have all grown up with. I think it's our generation, me and Tessa's, wheelhouse. It's like medical dramas have been around since we were born. Shortland Street's almost as old as me.
Shortland Street, that is a medical drama, I guess, isn't it?
As someone who was once, who was sort of a fan of Shortland Street, then married a Shortland Street actress, or actor, let's say actor, she doesn't like people like that. And then we parted ways, of course. And I never really watched it after that. I never really watched it once we got married, actually. But I watch it. If I bump into it now, it freaks the shit out of me.
I fell off around the Joey storyline.
It's just all over the show. It's cock and balls and rapists and all sorts of murders and psychopaths and all sorts of stuff and really overblown characters. But maybe it was always that. Maybe it was always that, and I've only just had the benefit of
I can't speak on Shortland Street because I haven't watched it in so long, but I will say big ups to them for still being on the air. Such a loyal fan base. That's so sick.
Yeah.
And anything for New Zealand creators was great as well. But I don't know. There are just so many medical dramas, and if you are going to not watch a show because it's a medical drama, then that's kind of just like shooting yourself in the foot. Because it's like not watching.
But some people genuinely don't enjoy it, I guess.
But people like who don't like fantasy.
Yeah.
Can still watch Game of Thrones.
True.
You know?
Yeah, true.
It's like there are so many different nuances to TV shows, and just because it's set in a hospital doesn't mean you can't watch it.
I think a lot of the times that those shows cut corners because they do know that because it's set in a hospital, it'll just keep people there till.
Yeah,
you know, some of them
until season three,
Until someone gets through the operation, that's why I brought up The Nick before, which is there. Steven Soderbergh directed it, and it's got Clive Owen in it. Hang on, I'll see you, Clive Owen. That's a here's some pictures of The Nick here for you guys to see. So you see what's
that pictures era, on a radio show. Yeah,
I'm saying you so you can convey them to the listenership there. You know,
We've got a mustachioed man and a mustachioed woman.
That era there, operating that sort of thing, you know.
Okay,
when there was
hella,
no anesthetic, you
so
know,
it's back in the day, like sores and stuff.
Yeah.
This is like
yeah.
electroshock therapy was used for everything.
Yeah. But it's actually and he's actually a heroin addict, the doctor.
Oh wow, that's a really gross photo you showed me, Tess.
A heroin addict or morphine and opium addict and stuff.
Well, one of the doctors on this show is an Adderall addict.
Doesn't it? Yeah, exactly.
No, I reckon give the show a try. Like everyone, just it's only been out for one season, so if you don't like it, you don't like it. But I really enjoy it. It's one of my...
So it's New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam, because it's set in New Amsterdam, which is a place in New York, I guess.
That's where?
No, San Francisco. Oh, it's on NBC.
What's that?
NBC, like the NBC.
Norwegian Broadcasting Circus.
Yeah. But I don't know how you get it in New Zealand.
Okay.
Wank, wank.
Nudge. Sorry.
But yeah, I love it. Go watch it if you want to watch it.
Do you have a task for next week?
I need to finish watching Assassination of Gianni Versace. It's like on my list of things to do.
So you've started watching that?
I watched one episode, and then it was like a thinking man's show, and I was, I was busy.
Yeah, okay.
Depends on my week, guys. Yep. I'm sorry, I'm human.
Penny talked about that in fashion. She did.
Yeah, we did. She loved it. I love the story. I love the Versace story. Though. I got through the first episode of that, and I felt it a little bit.
Because does it tell it backwards?
Yeah, sort of, but they try a little bit hard to they nail it. They nail the era right, but the era wasn't that interesting.
Really?
So, 80s were pretty shitty. Yeah, when he first met this guy, or early 90s were kind of weird time.
Tess cannot give any...
No, okay, yeah. Cool, are you there? You old enough to remember that or not?
No, I'm not old enough, but I found the same thing with the Versace. The first couple of episodes were a bit, but then once you got into it, man, oh my god.
Okay, good call. That's good advice. Good advice.
Yes, okay. Sometimes you just need someone to tell you to push through those first few episodes.
I know. You do.
I might seem like a powerful rock of a man, but now and then I need a little bit of a nudge too.
Yeah.
Power through. You'll be right. You'll love it, man.
Thanks, Cole.
Thanks, buddy.
It's good.
All right, hey, cheers. Thank you for that. Thank you, Sam.
All
see
right,
you. Enjoy
see you
your enjoy your week. Enjoy watching TV. And we'll see you again next week for more TV on Viewmaster.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
We're discouraging.